Hello, today's transformation conversation is loving what you already have. Now, I'm coming up against so much thinking from entrepreneurs and high achievers about what they want to achieve next year and goal setting, and it's so easy for us at this time of year to get lost in a lot of insecure thinking about what's missing, what we didn't do this year, what we don't have, what isn't good enough, where we need to improve, what we need to have to be okay, the amount of money we need to have in our bank to feel secure, which is completely made up because that's not where our security comes from. But there's a lot of this thinking that seems to really be triggered in a huge way as we transition from one year to the next. There's a lot of artificial structure that we've put on ourselves, that we've been indoctrinated with, which is all about, for some reason, because it's the end of one year, we need to change our life next year. And whilst I'm a big fan of having intentions to create new stuff and experience new things and grow and all of that lovely, juicy stuff, I'm also reminded and really aware of how much we're missing out on what's happening now, what's happening today, what's happening in our life now that is already wonderful, that's already beautiful, that's already just the most amazing stuff that we could have done, that we have in our lives. And being present to that, I think especially at this time of year, is just such a gift. And I just wanted to share that with you today. And if you've kind of lost track of the good stuff that you already have in your life, and it doesn't have to be stuff, like the good feeling, the good experiences, the wonderful people, your loved ones, if you've lost track of just how precious some of that is, then I want to just point you to that, just kind of wake you up to being aware of what you already have, regardless of what happens next year, regardless of how your plan turned out this year. You know, especially in the entrepreneurial and coaching fields, there's so much self-induced pressure to create things and plans and hit our goals, and we turn goals and plans into these emergency deadlines, and they're not, right? They're just made up. We've made them up, and they're only helpful to us when we're not in a state of emergency. If we put ourselves in a state of emergency and insecurity, then there was no point having those goals in the first place. Goals are supposed to help us grow, not help us beat ourselves up even more than we already do. So this coming year, I've just been open to setting some intentions of things that I'd like to see more of in my life in all the different areas. And I've helped my Fearless Transformation Club members create a fearless plan so that they can have a direction about where they want to go, but drop all of this horrible artificial structure and self-enforced suffering about what we have to create to be okay, and how we need to have this big plan and we need to pretend that we know what's going to happen next year, when in reality we have no idea. And when you can embrace that, I'm seeing more and more that the unknown is an exciting place. That's where wonderful new possibilities and opportunities come from. And when we're so And when we're so over-planned and over-scheduled and trying to control everything that's going to happen next year, that's where we can really miss out on the lovely stuff that wants to happen. On that, as I've been talking about lately in the conversations, about the path that wants to unfold effortlessly, not the path that you're there with your heavy spade trying to dig the path, right? It's hard work and you are going to dig that path. Well, if you're enjoying yourselves, then, you know, go for it. But if it's feeling like there's something not quite right here, like life should be easier, you're feeling that you're just trying too hard, then I hope this will help you today. And when I'm feeling in a low mood, something that's always helped me and still looks really helpful to me today is just taking a few minutes to jot down in a journal all the good stuff that I already have, all the blessings that are already mine, all the wonderful people in my life. And it's just amazing how shifting into that place of what you already have just changes your whole outlook. It just transforms you in a moment from someone who is lacking, insecure, living in the future and having lots of fear coming up if things aren't going your way, to someone who is present, grounded, joyful, grateful. And that's such a nice place to be. And we can choose to be in that place anytime. That's available to us all the time. So I wanted to share that with you this end of year. And I hope that's helped. And if you'd like to have more of this, if you'd like to get the full Fearless Planning session, which is a 75-minute class where I take you through how to really explore what you want more of in your life and how to set your intentions in a way that's really joyful and not full of stress and angst and pushing and striving. So if you'd like to know more about that, you can go to rachelhenker.com/Fearless Club, and you can get the latest Fearless Planning class to do over the holidays, and also lots more juicy stuff and other classes there that are part of the membership. So have a wonderful holiday whenever you're listening to this, a wonderful end of year, a wonderful start to the year, and I'll speak to you again soon.